Thank you, Rob. It's a download here, 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. A truncated download tonight to the Blackhawks' victory against the Detroit Red Wings. They start now. I said it. Didn't I say it? I said it last week. Starts now. I meant now and a week later. So, but a good win going into the All-Star break, which will be this weekend. So good stuff for the Blackhawks tonight. We've got a good hour. Of course, it's Thursday night. So we will be doing the swap meet coming up here, and very excited to have a special guest in studio as well. Do that. And of course, Patty Vasquez coming up at 11 o'clock. But we are back on tomorrow with a full show, 7 to 11. Excited to get back in the OG time slot. I've been sitting in with Anna DeVellantes as Rokan has been on vacation. It's a long day. Sitting around, but and thoroughly enjoyed it. You know, doing radio with Anna and Jeff and the whole crew, Violetta, Kev, everybody involved. It was really great and a good experience. But it's great to be back with Pete Zimmerman. Pete, how are you, buddy?
Fantastic.
Good to see you, bud.
Yeah.
So, all right. So we're back on tomorrow with a full show. Looking forward to it. But right now, why don't we kick it off? It's time for the swap meet.
It's time for swap meet. Oh yeah, here we go. Oh, another man's junk is another man's treasure, like a gold tape measure. When you were a kid and your fingers in your nose, today you're a picker. Oh, it could be comic books or silverware. As long as it's old, has no mold, there's value there. It's time for Swap Meet with Justin Kaufman.
And Greg Flam.
Here we are.
Hey, Greg, how are you?
Great. How are you?
I'm holding up. I'm holding up. It's a Swap Meet. We do it every Thursday night, 312-981-7200. This is the segment, of course, where you tell us about your collectibles, your memorabilia, your junk, and we'll evaluate it. Greg has the information of whether or not some of the stuff that you've been sitting on actually is worth something or if it's just junk.
Right.
And, of course, we love it when you brag about stuff, especially Chicago stuff.
Exactly.
And speaking of Chicago stuff, we got a Chicago icon special guest tonight in studio. Don Wolf is here from Wolf's Flea Market. You can go up to one right now. It's on in Palatine. But it's also coming up this spring, summer will be the 28th year of doing the flea market at the Allstate Arena, Rosemont Horizon, whatever it might
right.
be. Don, great to have you here. Thanks
great.
For being here.
Thank you.
This is great. So, I mean, obviously the summertime is better for you because you're out in that parking lot and everyone in Chicago knows that scene of seeing
right.
the flea market from the expressway there. But talk about what's happening in Palatine right now when you guys are in the off hours or the off season.
Sure. We're in Palatine actually year-round, Saturdays and Sundays. And it's a fun place. You know, Rosemont, of course, is our big one, and that opens up this season in April 1st, and we run through October. And we'll get 700 vendors and 10, 12,000 shoppers there on every Sunday.
Wow.
It's just a big happening, actually. We use every square inch there, you know, of the property. But year-round, we're in Palatine. It's an indoor market, so we've got antiques collectibles in there like you guys talk about here on Swap Meet.
Yeah.
But there's also new merchandise in there and, you know, food and crafts and stuff like that.
So. Family owned. How'd you get in this business?
Well, yeah, it's my brother and I own it. And it's mostly our family that we've got a lot of good employees, of course. But back in 1991, we actually shopped at flea markets since we were like 5 years old. So we used to shop at a flea market in Wheeling back in the 70s and 80s, and it was at a drive-in theater.
Oh, great.
And we had heard that they were going to close down, so we worked inside the Allstate Arena, Rosemont Horizon back then is what it was called, and basically walked out the parking lot one day and said, wow, this would be a good place for a flea market. We know the other one is going to close down, so why don't we open one? And, you know, we never ran one before, of course, but we always shopped at them, so we both had full-time jobs, but we decided to do this, and we opened up a flea market.
28 years later.
Yeah.
I feel like I have this connection to flea markets because as a kid, my dad would take me to flea markets, and I have to ask him where it was, but that was a big part of growing up, and I've been doing a lot of therapy, a lot of psychoanalysts, Greg, why we do this segment every week, and I think we've come to it that it reminds me of home.
Right.
It reminds me of home.
Oddly, I had never been to a flea market until about 2 years ago.
Really?
I mean, how do I get through, you know... 21 years, you know, right now.
312-981-7200. All right, so we're not just here to talk about the traditions and romanticize the flea markets, especially Don's. We've got stuff in the room and some very exclusive stuff. Sure, this is not, I found a poster at the Osco.
Right.
This is some serious stuff.
Yep, I dug deep. Brought the goods today, but no, Don brought them actually, and he's nice enough to share, and I'll let Don tell the story. These are going somewhere after this, right? So why don't you
all right, what do you got
there?
Don,
right, exactly. Well, it's kind of show and tell here. I know it's radio, but my brother and I purchased the Cubs World Series. We actually were at Game 7 ourselves in Cleveland.
Wow.
So, and we followed them before that to San Francisco and Los Angeles. And so we went the whole nine yards with that. But we found the opportunity to purchase. We had heard that Grant DePorter over at Harry Carey's had bought Chris Bryant's Game 7 cleats, the ones that he slipped.
When he threw
the last guy out. And he paid $35,000 for those.
Wow.
Yeah, granted. So we found the opportunity to purchase Anthony Rizzo's cleats, and he signed them. One of them he signed his name, Anthony Rizzo, and the other one he signed 2016 World Series game used.
Wow, there they are. Look at that.
Yeah, games 3, 4, and 5.
Pete, what do you think, man? Wow.
I knew Pete would like this.
Yeah, they even have the dirt on the bottom just like Chris Bryant's.
Nice.
So
those are good shoes. Look at that.
Oh, yep. I mean we paid up for it. I'll say that. I mean, I won't say what we paid, but we paid up for it. And just figured, I mean, it's 108 years, so we got to own
something. What are you going to do with them?
Well, right, actually, ironically, tomorrow I'm bringing it. We had an event over at Harry Carey's a couple of weeks ago, and we bumped into Grant DePorter, and I showed him some pictures of what we had. And so, as it turns out, we're bringing him there tomorrow, and they're going to be on loan from us, a little placard, and he's got a museum at his a Chicago Sports Museum up at Water Tower Place.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and he's got an Anthony Rizzo display, so he's going to put these in that display.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah. Look at that.
Yeah, yep. So we're bringing them there tomorrow.
But first, they're going to be with me. I'm going to take them home. sleep with them like a stuffed animal.
Stuffed animal. Nice. Wow, that's amazing. I mean, there must be, for every team that wins championships, whether it be sports, baseball, football, basketball, this kind of thing available to collectors, where the athletes say, hey, you can have a piece of my jersey, this, that, and the other for certain money.
Yeah, well, that's become more prevalent now. The players are doing that. And, you know, I know when we had actually called the Hall of Fame originally because I had read that the Cubs were dragging their feet on getting the stuff for their display for the World Series. And they were almost going to have these in display, but the Cubs finally came through with some merchandise. So
there you go.
Almost made the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Don Wolf and Greg Flamm in for the swap meet tonight. 312-981-7200. Your turn. What do you got? What are you collecting? What are your memorabilia? What did you I always like to say, what did you take with when you moved?
Right.
You know, the one thing that you're like, I don't have any use for this, but I can't part with it.
How many times have you moved it?
How many times have you moved it? 312-981-7200. It's a swap meet. Stay with us. It's a swap meet. Greg Flamm is here. 312-981-7200. Time to call up or text. Find out what your memorabilia is worth, but also what you want to brag about. Don Wolf in studio as well, Wolf's Flea Market, which can be found out in Palatine. What's the address? 1775 Rand? I should know this.
Right, 1775 North Rand Road.
There you go, North Palatine. Rand Road, Palatine, Saturdays and Sundays. Greg Flamm, of course, at DuPage Picker, both on Facebook and Twitter.
Right.
We will get to some of the stuff. I wanted to tell you, I was telling you that today we had Dave Duerson's son on the Rokan Show.
Yeah.
And I was telling him in the break that last week, you had a Dave Duerson poster from Osco. It was like a giveaway thing.
And
it was
kind of rare.
It was valuable and rare because there weren't a lot of Dave Duerson by himself type posters.
Right. And I'm happy if he wants to email me, I'm happy to. I have two, so I'll send him one if
he
wants.
For a price, come on. No, I'm joking. Yeah, you should. I mean, but he was surprised. He didn't know that existed.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a very rare thing. So
yeah, I mean, and when we say rare and everything, it's not like hundreds of dollars. It's a $30 poster, you know.
But I think the idea of,
but if
I mean, you
have
and
one.
I are, have affinity for the Chicago Bears poster.
We do.
And there, I know for a fact that I can't think of too many posters or recall posters where it was just Dave Duerson.
or sitting on no other. Maybe if he's in attack, like an action shot or something like that, right, but this is Dave
team, Dewerson. Yeah, team photo. Or...
All right, 312-981-7200. What a treat. Don's going to play tonight as well, and that gets us started off. Why don't we start with 708? Mark says he's got an NRFB? Never
removed from box. So if you see that eBay NRFB, that means never removed from box. Or NOS is new old stock. There's all these, obviously.
Oh my gosh, you guys are killing me with the lingo.
Right.
Anyway, he has an NRFB cabbage patch eating doll.
Okay.
What's it worth? What do you mean eating doll?
I don't know about eating, but the cabbage patch dolls, if they're mint, never removed from the box, 75 to 300.
Wow.
And
was there a Cabbage Patch Kid that ate? Like, could you, like,
I don't know. Maybe that was Garbage Pails Kid. I don't know. Because they did the spoof of that.
Yeah, but did the Garbage Pail make the dolls? Or was it just the cards?
That was probably just the cards for them.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, if you have the actual Cabbage Patch doll, were there some that you could shove a carrot in their mouth?
Yeah. Got it bowing up on my cabbage patch there, but yeah. But the thing is they came with adoption papers, and if you had all, you know, the ephemera that came with it, and, you know, in the box, obviously the more money, but also the different named dolls got more than others too. So
Esmeralda can give us an update on the eating doll.
I had one, but she drank. She had a little cup, and she would fake drink. Okay. So she'd go gunk, 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 gunk. And she also talked.
Oh, okay.
Oh. And she would fall asleep.
All right. I'll have to re-look it up.
She's kind of a bigger one.
What happened to the liquid?
There was no liquid. It was like a fake cup. Faded. It was just a sensor or something that you would put it to her lips. And she would, bah, 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 bah. Yeah, she would drink.
Nice.
Oh, my gosh. That's awesome.
All right. Man. That's good to hear, Esmeralda.
I really wanted to be into Cabbage Patch Kids. Like, that was a thing, like a doll, but it really wasn't a thing for guys. Right. And it was like fifth or sixth grade for me. So it was one of those things where I wish that there were a little more gender-neutral toys at that point, because I would have totally killed it
right
with the Cabbage Patch Kids. But it was almost like in Wonder Lake, you're like, you can't have a Cabbage Patch doll.
Right. And
you know?
I'll find at an estate sale or something, I'll just find the adoption papers, and I still throw those in my box to buy, because people, you know, don't have the adoption papers for them, so they want to complete.
Don, are you a Cabbage Patch guy?
I remember having to buy one for my kids, you know, fighting the crowds in the 80s.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
You don't get too many of those stories. It's always about the Cabbage Patch Kid. I had one, but we don't get the parent story of having to fight
the Christmas Hall of Fame.
Go to the FAO Schwartz and elbow somebody.
You got your Sleep and Snore Ernie's. You got, you know, the Cabbage Patch Kids. And
all right. So 630 says, I have rookie cards from Willie Stargell, Terry Bradshaw, Lynn Swann, and Rocky Blyer, all signed. Wow. I was a kid who lived close to Steelers Stadium, which is not what it was called. Wasn't it Three Rivers? Was that the...
Yep.
Yeah, Steelers. I'm not even from Steelers. Martyr would be so mad right now.
Right.
Here's someone calling it Steelers. Or maybe that's organic to the Pittsburgh
local
area.
Thing, yeah.
Maybe they call it Steelers Stadium and we call it Three Rivers or something.
Right, like Soldiers Field.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
All right, so what do you think about a bunch of Pittsburgh Stars signed rookie cards?
The Willie Stargell cards have gone upwards of $1,200, so the card that he might have might be worth more than that. I just could not find it, and not to have a picture to go on, you know, which the exact card is, but if it's Tops and it has like four pictures on it, that's a $1,200 card, so in mint condition, of course.
I mean, obviously, when you talk about memorabilia and collectibles, sports is a big part of that. You've got the shoes here, Don, but baseball cards. Is that something that you, I mean, obviously in your line of work of doing the flea market, is that, I mean, anyone who's showing up or anyone who wants to be a vendor, is that really at the core of what people want to buy, sell?
Yeah, I mean, it's all over the board, but baseball cards have always been a good hot item. It's all 70s and before that. I used to buy all the 90s sets for my kids, but they're worthless. But baseball cards, the early ones are big time. Vinyl's real big right now. We open up at 1:30 in the morning in Rosemont, so I'm all over the place seeing what people are selling from, 1:30 to 3 in the afternoon watching this. So I see the trends.
What about 80s? No 80s baseball card? Those are good? Bad?
80s are okay,
I don't like to hear that. Yeah, I love the 80s baseball players.
Yeah.
But just for people who are starting out, I mean, I've seen vendors at Rosemont, you can get 10 cards for a dollar.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I've seen people stay there for 2 hours going through thousands of cards to pick out $2 or $3 worth of cards. Wow. So if you're looking for it, it's there.
Oh, yeah.
So if you, by chance, have obsessive compulsive disorders, this would be the place for you to go. Just to comb through thousands of cards.
Yep.
Don Wolf and Greg Flam in studio tonight. Special guest Don Wolf from Wolf's Flea Market, which you can go up to on the weekend, 1775 North Rand Road in Palatine. He also, of course, during the spring, starting in April, running through October, the flea market, the 28th year of the flea market at the Rosemont Horizon / Allstate Arena. We'll give it its old name props. All right, let's do this. We'll take a quick break here. We'll get an update with Rob and the news. We'll do the second half of the swap meet. Stay with us. Rob Martyr, I have a question, a Pittsburgh question for
you. Yes, please.
So someone called in and said they had all these rookie cards from Pittsburgh Stars from both the Steelers and the Pirates. And they said, I grew up as a kid next to Steeler Stadium. And I said, well, it's Three Rivers Stadium.
It would be Three Rivers, yeah.
But I had the question for people who were local. Do locals in Pittsburgh call it that, or is that? Well, I'm confused. I've never heard it called that. I don't know if he or she is doing like shorthand for me, or is that something that is localized? I mean, they call it Steeler Stadium in Pittsburgh.
No. All right, it's always Three Rivers.
Yeah.
Yeah, that person's crazy.
Okay.
I mean, I'll just say it straight out.
All right.
You know, I don't know what he's talking about.
From the source. I love
Yins,
it.
Yins. You know, Yinzers. Yinzers. Yinzer? Come on.
It's time for swap meet. Oh, yeah, here we go. Oh, another man's junk is another man's treasure, like a gold tape measure. When you were a kid and your fingers in your nose, today you're a picker. Oh, it could be comic books or silverware. As long as it's old, has no mold, there's value there. It's time for Swap Meet with Justin Kaufman.
And Greg Flam.
Here we are.
Here we are. Greg Flam at DuPage Picker, both on Facebook and Twitter. In studio, our guest tonight, Don Wolf. Don, of course, from Wolf's Flea Market. You can find it at 1775 North Rand Road in Palatine and in the Allstate Arena parking lot, April 1st through October 1st. We are evaluating your collectibles, your memorabilia, your junk. 312-981-7200. What do you want to brag about? Let's go to the phones. Why don't we start with Jim? Jim, what do you want to brag about?
I've got the Hanson Brothers action figures from the movie Slapshot.
Oh, awesome.
Awesome.
They're still in the box. I bought them from a guy in northern Minnesota.
Okay.
Okay.
Go ahead.
No, it looks like a lot of four of those various figures from the movie are going for about $75 for four. So I'm thinking between $50 and $75 for three to four of the figures in the box.
Okay.
Did you ever think, you know what, let's just take them out of the box and see what they can do, if they got like an action grip or right. a cool slap shot?
Right.
Actually, they fit together, but I haven't taken them out. I can see where you can fit them together like a puzzle.
That's awesome. I'm glad you resisted.
There you go.
Or like I tell Justin all the time, buy two. Play with one and put the other one away.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Jim.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Yeah, I did not do that when I was a kid.
Neither did I. Most people don't.
Don, if you're looking for posters with ripped edges or possible like action figures missing an arm, I'm your guy.
I hear that.
I could be a vendor.
Torn t-shirts.
I've heard.
Yeah. T-shirts, really faded, gross t-shirts. I got those too. So let's go to Bob. Bob, what do you want to brag about, Bob?
Hey, good evening, guys. I've got three things real quick. I got a Popeil pocket fisherman that's never been used.
Oh, wow. Is Ron Popeil stuff, does that go?
I've sold them out of the box for about $20, $25. So in the box, you know, maybe $40, $50.
Okay. I've got a signed Don Larson baseball.
Okay.
Yeah, and I have the neatest thing is I have all kinds of vinyl. Much of it is in mint condition. It goes back to the Sinatra era, to jazz. It goes to the rock and roll stuff through the 50s and the 60s. Wow. And then along with that, I have a stand-up Fisher stereo, the kind that are like 5 feet across and stand about 3 or 4 feet high.
Right.
But I got all this vinyl that's mostly in mint condition and stuff. And some of it, I had a book that I looked at, that big thick book you buy. But
right.
a lot of the early stuff are some of even the 33s that are smaller than the regular 33s.
Mm, right.
And I've got musicals okay. and rock and rolls and jazz. And I don't even know.
Bob, you got any Hugh Masekela in there?
I don't know.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm in the market
obviously
for.
Don could probably speak more to this, but my experience is rock and jazz is just extremely hot. You have no problem selling
things like the Riviera's double, the two albums that are worth a lot, and, mm-hmm. and I could go on and on, but I can't even remember it all. And I don't even know, like, if I want to get rid of it someday or what I do, I don't even know who to talk to or who to ask.
Right. Well, we actually see a lot of that. Vinyl is like one of the hottest items at the flea market right now. We open up at 1:30 in the morning in Rosemont, and I've got people with flashlights shopping at 1:30 2 a.m. Looking for that stuff. So actually, you know, one option you'd have is actually you can talk to people at the flea market. I've got a lot of vinyl vendors there that are always looking to buy so they can resell.
If I want to get rid of this at some point in time, I should probably come out to that flea market.
Well, I mean, for instance, Palatine, we've got a couple of vendors there that are just that all they sell is vinyl, and I know they're very fair with people that walk up and have items, and they'll tell you got something or you don't have something. I mean, there's a lot of vinyl that isn't worth anything. I mean, Barbra Streisand and you know, Brad and all that kind of stuff that you'd see mm-hmm. at Goodwill all the time. But some of the stuff you mentioned might have some pretty good value, and you say it's in great condition. So
it's in most of its mint condition, maybe ever never played.
That's right? Great.
Yeah, awesome.
It was like it goes back to early '50s, '60s. My uncle had a when records before there were box stores. He started a record shop, and so I, as a kid, would buy my stuff or get it from him. So it's like...
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Great.
All right, thanks, Bob.
Well, thanks for calling.
Guys. Enjoy you. Thanks a lot.
Thank
Bye.
You.
What if I used vinyl, like record covers, as coasters? Could I bring that stuff to the flea market?
Well, you could.
There's markets for just covers also.
Right.
Is there?
Okay. Yeah. Graphics, They love it.
The only thing that I have that's worth that I still don't even know if I have it. I can be honest with you; it's probably crumpled up somewhere. And this is beyond you guys. This is the hipster Justin talking. You guys aren't even going to catch up. Okay. Pete will get this. The Sonic Youth mm-hmm. put out a record called 100% mm-hmm. Classic, and the early prints of it, they had a I would say an off color, somewhat risque picture on the inside with the teddy bear. Right, just leave it at that. Right. Okay. But they put it out there weren't a lot of them. And then I think the record company's like, you can't put that in there. And they repressed them and got rid of it. But I have the one that's with the teddy bear.
And you never mentioned this before.
Yeah, but like I said, I mean, it's probably broken and chipped and at the bottom of a chest.
So basically you have like a butcher cover Sonic Youth album, you know, and that's cool. And that makes it collectible. And
there weren't a lot. I remember reading somewhere that only a few of those came out. And I also have, and these are CDs, so they're probably not that big of a deal, but remember the Lemonheads,
mm-hmm.
they had a record, It's a Shame About Ray,
mm-hmm.
and it was huge because they had a cover of Mrs. Robinson on it, right? But what people forget is that record was released without that cover, and then they had done the cover somewhere, and everyone loved it, so they put it on the record, and they re-released it, and I had the record before, so the record I have of It's a Shame About Ray does not have Mrs. Robinson on it.
See you.
That's my alt-90s. Collectibles.
Right. Drop the mic.
Thank you. Nice. Thank you, me.
No, you got to bring that stuff in.
All right. 312-981-7200. Let's keep going here. Let's do the... where did I lose the text? There's a lot of text here. I've got it. This is the Bozo stuff. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. 630 says they have a hand-blown and painted Bozo mug that they won on the grand prize game.
Yeah, that sounds interesting. I cannot find anything that is like listed under hand-blown or vintage Bozo mug. There are vintage Bozo mugs, but nothing like that said from the show or grand prize game.
So they won a mug getting third place.
So if they could text the picture, that'd be great.
Oh, there you go. I wouldn't assume that in the grand prize game that the mug is something that you would get to win it. So my guess is that they bowed out losing on the
one
second one, and they're like, here... Good luck. Here's the home. Here's the game you play at home.
Right.
Here's a bucket and a mug. Get out of here.
Yeah, that sounds like it.
All right. 312-981-7200. We'll take a quick break. Dick, Don Wolf and Greg Flam in studio. 312-981-7200. We'll wrap it up after the break. We got people on the call, so keep them coming. Stay with us. Thanks, Rob. It is a swap meet. Greg Flam is here. I'm Justin Kaufman, and Don Wolf is with us tonight. Wolf's Flea Market. He's kind of a celebrity in the flea market circuit, the swap meet circuit, and it's great to have you here, man.
Hey, thank you.
All right, so let's go to the phones. Let's keep going so we can get through here. We've only got about 8 minutes, 8 to 10 minutes, so let's roll. Rob, what do you want to brag about?
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How about you?
Good. I have... from 1969, a gem mint condition Cuddly Dudley doll, life-size.
Wow. That's awesome.
Yep, Ray Rayner, right?
Oh, yeah, and then Bozo.
Okay. Yeah, let's see. Those came up before, and I thought they were 150 in the box, but I'm double-checking.
Is it NRFB?
Right. NOS?
It came with I believe it may have come with a cardboard doghouse.
Right.
But it was a freebie in the summer of 69. If you subscribe to the Tribune, you got
that should make it.
So while all the hippies were out there protesting and starting a revolution, you're ordering stuff from the newspaper, Cuddly Dudley dolls.
Well, no, actually, I found it at the Kane County Flea Market about 10 years
there
ago.
There you go.
All right.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's a good place to find it.
Well, I
couldn't believe it when I saw it. I have never seen one since.
Oh.
Okay, yeah, I'm still thinking you're in like 150 to 200 range.
That's pretty good. Mint condition, too.
Yeah, if it's mint, do an auction for sure so you get the most out of it.
There you go. Thanks,
yeah,
Rob.
I've seen pictures of them online, but usually the neck is like collapsed or bent or something.
Yeah.
But mine, the neck is completely straight.
All right. Great.
All right. Thanks, Rob. Good old straight neck Cuddly Dudley doll. You'll take it, right?
Yep. And right, yeah, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Let's go to Pat. Pat, what do you want to brag about, Pat?
Good evening. Good evening. Thank you for my call. I got a 1924 Atwater Kent breadboard radio working.
Wow.
Okay. With a matching horn speaker.
Wow, with the speaker. Okay.
What are the presets?
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Yeah. B96 on there? How about an XRT?
WGN should be on there.
Yeah, WGN's on there all the time.
Yeah, right. Yeah. That's great.
Yeah, we were, the breadboard ones seemed to go as high as, like, from $1,300 over $2,000.
Wow, there's a winner. Yeah,
so that is...
I mean, how big is it?
About 3.5 feet long. Yeah. It's got 6 tubes. Yeah. I got the brass-based tip tubes in it, too, the original O1As.
Yeah, and that's the thing, the original tubes help, and... I'm not seeing any with the speaker, so you could be higher than that with the speakers.
Yeah.
Well, here's what I would do. I would keep it. I wouldn't sell it. I'd keep it and throw some parties, have some barn dance throwbacks.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe when we do live music, Studio 435 on Mondays, invite some people over and listen through that radio, see how it sounds.
Oh, it's great. It's a lot of fun to listen to a ball game on.
Yeah, right on.
And that's the great thing about the older radios is a lot of them you get at garage sale, they still work. You just turn them on. I mean...
They just work?
Yeah, you know, they just work. Like the old Grundigs and stuff like that. They take a beating.
Yeah.
There you go. Thanks, Pat.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Let's keep going here. Let's go to John. John, what do you want to brag about, John?
Yes, I have 2 kids' watches, Bart Simpson, and they're in the box. I guess they're from McDonald's that bought them.
So they're a Bart Simpson watch picture, that's in the box.
Yeah, they're his pictures on the 2 watches.
Got it. From McDonald's. This stuff usually doesn't go crazy, right? Because it's usually giveaways with the Happy Meals and stuff like that.
Right.
Yeah.
And were you able to...
get Bart Simpson to sign it?
Right. I'm sorry.
They're not signed or anything.
Were you able to see for sure, though, that it said McDonald's, like, on the bottom of it, I guess is where I'm getting, or you know for sure that that's where you got it?
Yeah, I did get them from McDonald's. Okay. I bought them, though, from there.
Okay, good. Let me see what we get here. And, in the box, they're about $15 in the box, and that's 2 of them. So,
yeah,
that McDonald's stuff just doesn't...
There you go.
The only thing I've had luck with is the Halloween McNuggets. Those figures keep their value. Yeah,
the Halloween McNuggets. I have the winner
for
McDonald's.
$30 for six or seven of them. Yeah,
come on.
That's the only McDonald's thing I have luck with.
I don't know. I love it. I love how this works.
Yeah.
Someone will call in like, I've got a 1918. I got this from my grandfather, and it's unbelievable. It's hand stitched. Oh, it's about $20. I've got a Halloween McNuggets. Oh, jackpot!
Right,
jackpot.
That's how it works with me. So,
all right, let's keep going. Let's go to Ken. Ken, what do you want to brag about, Ken?
Hey, gentlemen, I entered a raffle. It was in a Super Bowl party, probably about 15 years ago, maybe longer. It was a Brian Urlacher rookie jersey,
ooh,
autographed, and it's mounted in a handmade cabinet with glass over.
Wow! Wow!
Providence, a picture of him signing it with the two guys that offered it up.
Wow!
For the raffle for the parish, and I know it'll probably go up once he gets in the Hall of Fame.
Sure will.
I just wondering.
Yeah, and that's going to be Balder Locker. I mean, that's something. That's it's unique.
He had some air when he was a rookie.
Yeah. Okay, to give you an idea, framed, some of them are $350 right now. So I see one here. It's not his rookie year though. So I see a signed one in the glass case, about $350-$400. I would think yours will be more, but I, like everyone said, I would keep it, you know, another year or so, and it'd probably go up.
There's a great play. Thanks, Ken. There's a great play in his rookie season where he gets totally lost against Tampa, and when that was, Tampa was really good with I think it was right when they were going to they were just dominant, and I think the Bears got blown out. It was like Dick Geron time, and I just remember Urlacher being in the wrong spot, and he got blown away on a crossing route, and I'll never forget that because he quickly realized it, grabbed his helmet, and probably never made that mistake ever again. That's what makes him a Hall of Famer, where you're like, you saw it in the moment. I remember I'm like, is this going to be what's going to be with this rookie? The next time out, they tried it again, and he blew it up. So it's like, that's what made him so good.
Mm-hmm.
And that's for a different segment.
All right.
Well, that's going to do it. I mean, there's so many more texts here, and we'll get to them. Just text in next week. Always the issue with the swap meet is, I don't know why everyone waits till the end. And we can get to this stuff a lot faster if everyone comes in earlier, but when it all floods in, I mean, seriously, I got 20, 25 texts just flooded in right when we're about to wrap up. But that's okay, because we can have Greg back every Thursday night, and Don Wolf. Don, you got to come back. It's great to meet. Congrats on the shoes. The shoes are going to be part of the Chicago Sports Museum.
At Harry Carey's
at the Water Tower Place. And Anthony Rizzo's shoes are in the building, the ones that he wore in Game 7 in the World Series. Unbelievable. And they're a good-looking shoe.
Absolutely.
Strong shoe. Cubs don't skimp on the shoes.
No. Yep.
I thought maybe they'd be, you know, something. No, they're good. Don's, the Wolf's Flea Market is on 1775 North Rand Road in Palatine, and, of course, April through October in the Allstate Arena parking lot. Don, thanks for being here. Greg,
great, thank
always
you.
A pleasure. At DuPage Picker, Facebook and Twitter.
Awesome. Bye.